and from his teachers
had a completely different solution to the problem of the renewal of the Sanhedrin. And he said the Sanhedrin will not be renewed miraculously. You know, the Rambam's general concept of the Messianic era is very non-miraculous. Rambam does not have an exotic Messianic era. In effect, he says the world will be pretty much the way it is now, unfortunately. But that there will be improvements and there'll be peace and the Jewish people will be independent. They won't be subject to the... they won't be subservient to other nations. But basically speaking, it's not a miraculous world. It's a world that death still exists in the Messianic era. There are problems. So the Rambam does not have a Messianic Sanhedrin either. The Rambam says specifically that if the wise men of Israel who live in the land of Israel, he says it very clearly, wise men of Israel who are living in the land of Israel will gather together and choose one of their number as being somebody who is worthy of the ordination of the smicha of the Sanhedrin, and that person will accept that responsibility upon himself, then he is considered to have been ordained. And then he, in turn, can turn around and ordain 69 or 70 other men, and the Sanhedrin will be reconstituted. And that's exactly what happened here in the 1500s. An attempt that, if you look back in Jewish history, there never was such a bold attempt to change the course of Jewish history and Jewish life. The reasons that it was attempted then, I think, again, deal with the situation of world Jewry, and also an impetus on the part of many Jews to try and hurry the Mashiach along, to try and do it themselves. Because again, their troubles were of such an enormous nature, the problems were so great that they felt they had to do something. So this great rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, who was recognized as the leading authority of his time, and he was the teacher, the mentor of Rabbi Yosef Karo, he called a convocation in the land of Israel of the great scholars of Israel regarding this matter of the Sanhedrin. And the matter was discussed, and it was voted upon, and they voted unanimously to entrust the smicha to Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, so that he, in effect, according to the halachic opinion of the Rambam, he, in effect, now had the ordination necessary to constitute to be constituted as a member of the Sanhedrin. He, in turn, now wanted to activate the Sanhedrin, and he sent the smicha to a number of other great men of the time living in Israel. One of the people whom he sent the smicha to, whom he ordained, was Rabbi Yosef Karo. Another was the Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, who was the one of the famous students of the Ari. We'll talk about the Ari in one separate lecture, the Ari and the Kabbalah. He also sent the smicha to Rabbi Moshe Alshich, who was the Rav in Tzfas. And he sent the smicha to the Rav of Yerushalayim, one of the leading scholars, called Rabbi Levi Ibn Chaviv, Ralbach.